Good morning, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano. It's a beautiful Friday morning, October 5th. Not a cloud in the sky. I even see the moon up there. Wow. Hello, Mr. Moon. Kind of reminds me of something I used to do with my daughter years ago. I used to give Mr. Moon a voice. He was kind of a gruffy Mr. Moon. And it was funny. I was just entertaining my daughter sometimes on the way home from school or daycare. And I would, I would voice Mr. Moon, wondering what in the world was going on. And he sort of sounded like this. You know, hey, Michaela, what are you doing down there? Why you keep following me? That kind of thing. Out for my morning walk, and I've got my trusty Runkeeper app running in the background, keeping an eye on how I'm doing. And I just wanted to thank Mac this morning. Mac, who I'm now going to coin as McColgan, St. Francis of Audio Boo. Yes. I was listening to his One with Nature Boo this morning. And just imagining him standing there, iPhone 4S in his hand, and birds flocking around him as he was one with nature in his garden. Wonderful. Beautiful boo. I'm going to definitely favor that one. As soon as I get to my computer, because it seems you can't favor boos when you're on Audio Boo. I mean, on the Audio Boo app. Sorry if I'm a little bit out of breath. They say that if you're walking or doing any kind of exercise and can talk at the same time without losing your breath, it means A, you're in shape, and B, you're not pushing yourself. But the stretch I'm doing here, the first probably 800 or 900 meters of my walk, is uphill. It's a very steady uphill. It's a very slight incline, but definitely my legs are feeling it this morning. All right, so what did I want to cover other than St. Francis of Audio Boo? Yes. All right, I'm going to take it sort of in the order that I heard the audio boos. I'll try. The first one was something that completely knocked me off my socks. No, knocked my socks off. Sometimes I don't get those idioms quite right. Fireman Rich had an audio boo. His Octaver, fourth episode of Octaver, stopped me in my tracks. Why? Because he mentions Driftless Pony Club. And I don't know if Fireman Rich knows this or not, but Okay. Sorry, I'm just distracted because Runkeeper just talked to me and told me what my pace was. Okay, so let's get back to the story. So, Fireman Rich mentions Driftless Pony Club. The lead singer, I think, or the lead guitarist, I'm not sure, of Driftless Pony Club is one Craig Benzine. Craig Benzine, a.k.a. Wheezy Waiter, on YouTube, has been one of my favorite YouTubers for the last couple of years now. So, I can't believe the, what's the word I'm looking for? Let's just call it the synchronicity of my online existence at this point. Never would I have thought that I would have heard anything about Wheezy Waiter on Audio Boo. The two just never mixed, and here I am. Last night, lying in bed, and going, wait a minute. So I just wanted to thank Fireman Rich. That was amazing. I love the Octaver. In fact, I love all the Octavers. I've commented on a few here and there, but I actually feel a little bit bad about singling out any one with any kind of congratulatory comment or even audio boo response, because I don't want to negate anybody else. There's so many of them out there. There's no way I have time to listen to them all. But what I'm planning on doing is I'm going to put my feed into iTunes, the feed for the Octaver tag, hashtag, and then I'm going to download them all, put them somewhere on a CD, I don't know, and then listen to them in the car, especially on long drives to when I do go to Toronto from time to time. When I drive into Toronto and beyond for some of my meetings, I often listen to talk radio. I don't listen to music in the car on long drives. Don't ask me why. Okay, ask me why. It's because believe it or not, it makes me drowsy. There's just something about the music, and it just makes me drowsy. It's very, very rare that I'll be listening to music for an extended period of time in the car, unless I'm with my family, unless I'm with my wife, say, and we're going for a drive, or we're going down to Toronto, say, to see friends, then I'll put the music on because we're talking anyway. So that part of the drive sort of keeps me awake, talking. Don't get me wrong, it's not like I drift off to sleep every time I'm at the wheel of the car. It's just, when it's a particularly long drive, I sort of get that, the white line fever or the repetitiveness, and it's parts of the drive to Toronto are extremely boring. So anyhow, all that to say that I will definitely include audio boo as part of my regimen when I drive down. So I listen to some podcasts and I'll catch up on all the audio boos I've missed, you know, ever. Okay. The other thing too is Mac asked, how do you do your Octavers? Well, I do my Octavers right now using, actually, you know what? I'm going to save this for another audio boot. Yeah, I'll do another audio boot just on that. It'll be a short one, but I'll separate it from this one. I thought there was one more thing I wanted to mention. No. Okay. Okay, no. All right. Okay, now, just to give you an idea, I'm just going to go back to Runkeeper and see where I'm at. Okay. Okay, Runkeeper is not doing very well. I lost my GPS signal again. It's telling me 10 minutes. So it's got the time down fine, but the actual counting of kilometers and distance, it's shot. See, it's telling me my pace currently is 13 minutes per kilometer. There's no way. I usually keep a pace of about, on average, about 7 minutes per kilometer. So, no, lost the GPS. Now it's back to fair again. Anyway, I don't know if anybody knows how to improve on GPS reception in an iPhone. Please let me know. Anyway, that's okay. It's a gadget with anything else. I realize that, but it was really a convenient gadget for keeping tabs on my progress. Excuse me, my progress when I'm walking. At this point in the walk, I'm going downhill slightly. So that's good. All right, catch you on another boo in a few minutes.